10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engines.
Welcome to This is Palestine. I'm Deanna Butu. When we first launched our podcast over a year ago, our aim at the IMEU was to provide different, often untold stories about Palestine and to provide analysis to current events. Along the way, we decided to expand the podcast to include some incredible people that everyone should get to know. So we've launched a new series titled Palestinians You Should Know. Every week, we introduce you to someone new, someone who is doing some incredible things in their field. For this very first episode of Palestinians You Should Know, I had the privilege of speaking with fellow Nazarene, Nejoud Fahoum Morenci. Nejoud is a Palestinian powerhouse at NASA. She's the chief of the Exploration Mission Planning Office and is working on the launch of Artemis 1, which is set to go to the moon this month. As you'll hear from Nejoud, this will be the first time flying out of Earth's lower orbit and to the moon in the past 50 years. Artemis 1 is in preparation for Artemis 2, which will launch in 2024, which will send the first woman and person of color to the moon using the new launch system capsule. Meet Nejoud.
Welcome to the podcast. What is it that you do at NASA?
So my job title is currently the chief of the Exploration Mission Planning Office, and that's at NASA's Johnson Space Center. In short, my team, working with all of the programs, plan and sort of integrate, you sort of coordinate and design what is the mission for human exploration beyond low Earth orbit. So that includes the moon and the future concept studies for going to Mars and things like that. So I love this job, right? I get to play with really incredibly big toys, essentially.
And why is this? I know you mentioned earlier that you've got this launch that's coming up very soon. Why is this launch so historic?
So this launch is very important, and the teams, like literally thousands of people, have been working on this for years to build the systems we need to return to the moon. So the last time NASA, really any of humanity, went to the moon with people was in 1972. So before I was born, before probably most of the people on Earth were born. So this is finally, you know, our return to the moon. And this test flight itself, Artemis 1, is the test of all the vehicle systems. And because of modern technology, we can do it all without putting people in harm's way. So there won't be people on this flight, but this is fundamentally our last big test and checkout before we can send people around the moon on Artemis 2.
And when do you think that that's gonna happen?
So we're hoping that, you know, this flight is all fully successful. We can do Artemis 2 in the 2024 timeframe, followed in 2025 with Artemis 3, where we actually want to land on the surface of the moon.
Wow.
But all of that, of course, means we need to finish the systems. Everything has to be ready, and it happens when everything is ready to be launched safely with the crew.
So how did you get into this?
So as a kid, like, I always loved space and science and exploration, and just like, my dad was an engineer. So my dad was a civil engineer. He designed bridges. So that was, to me, they're very static and boring. I loved the space and going in airplanes. So engineering, and like, I always gravitated to science and engineering. And then just, you know, the figuring out how to solve problems is really what engineering is in the end. And then putting it all together with space exploration is probably the coolest way I can do it.
And how did you get to NASA? I think am I wrong in saying that you're the first Palestinian there, or the only Palestinian?
I am certainly not the only Palestinian.
Okay.
I do know others around. I have no idea who would be considered first. It's probably been people before me, but yeah, I'm certainly not the only one, thankfully. But yeah, there are a bunch of us around, but I got to NASA coming out of college, like with an undergraduate in aerospace engineering. I first started working on the space station for the Boeing company at the time, which is the prime contractor. So I moved to Houston straight out of college and started supporting here at Johnson Space Center, and have then since worked on Orion and now Artemis, and now I'm a civil servant. But yeah, so, you know, most engineering starts right out of college, and that's exactly how it happened for me too.
So it sounds as though this was plan A, or was this not quite?
Oh, this was absolutely plan A. not only did I want to do space stuff, I wanted to do human space flight. So the fact that I could work it all out, build the network, and make it happen right out of college was definitely plan A. Actually, it was probably plan B, because plan A was to be a NASA civil servant right off, but plan B was be a contractor and still do it. But either way, I got to do what I wanted to do with just human spaceflight.
Well, Najut, the first time I saw a picture of you was in 2019, and when you were wearing a blazer with Palestinian tatriz on it. Can you share with us why you chose to wear that blazer for your official NASA photo? Was there any feedback? Did you get support? Were you surprised?
So I was extremely surprised how far that picture traveled, right? So that was just an idea I'd had, and it was really me, you know, embracing our heritage, my heritage, and thinking of how to put things together. And so I had that suit made, the tailor helped me with it, local tailor. And then we just finished putting it together. That was just going to be a suit I wore to a conference or something. And then my department photo was scheduled coming up. So I was like, I'm just going to put it all together. It's that picture is, in a nutshell, very much me, to wear it all with the trees in the NASA photo and everything. And then, I mean, I just popped it up on social media thinking my friends would recognize it. No idea that was the response, but it was overwhelmingly positive, and I couldn't be more grateful as a result.
Did you hear from people in Palestine?
A ton. I heard from people literally all over the world, especially the diaspora, right? You know, just incredible reach out. That's how I met some other Palestinians at NASA, because, you know, NASA has 10 centers all over the United States. So I didn't even know the other Palestinians that reached out. So it's been a fantastic response.
That's great. Have you ever been to Palestine?
Many times. I have lots of family in Nazra. And so we visit ever since I was a kid. So I'm probably due for a visit, because COVID sort of messed with everything there for a while. But I'd love to be back again soon. 2019 was the last time I was there. So hopefully I can go visit again.
I'm sorry, I missed the place you're from in Palestine.
Nazareth.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, great.
That is great.
My father was born as Zafar Fahum, and so lots of Fahum family still.
Yes.
Still there.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes. Yeah, so I'm sure we probably know all the same people. That's great.
it's a very small world.
It really is. And it's a small place. And Nazareth, at the end of the day, is just one big village of different families. And that's nice. Yep. That's good to know. So what piece of advice can you give to other aspiring young Palestinians who perhaps dream of a career in space exploration or in science? Anything that you can advise?
Yeah, so I mean, I understood engineering a little bit earlier because my dad was. So, but there's a huge like sort of disconnect in what engineering really is and what it sort of is seen as in pop culture, right? People see it as this sort of, you know, the lone genius that solves every problem, but it couldn't be further from that. Engineering is really teamwork. Everything takes a lot of people with different skill sets. And one of the best things about my job is really the creativity and the communication and really the variety of skills needed. So for anyone that's interested in space and science, it's really just, you know, you bring your skill set and apply it to that. Not that you have to be a certain type of way or person to succeed. So when we go to the moon, we go with the skills and the support of the thousands of people with all sorts of different backgrounds. So, you know, to pursue a career in space and science and space exploration in particular, whatever you are, whatever your interest is, there's a way. And so just lean into it.
Wow. So, I saw that on your Twitter handle, it says that you're a soccer enthusiast. Your favorite team? And do you play?
So I do play. I haven't had a team lately. You know, everyone's families and kids, you know, our team had to stop playing there. So I need to find another one. But I prefer to play over watch by far. So I need to find me a new team to play on. But if I had to pick a team, my favorite is the U.S. women's national team, just because their commitment to excellence and the consistency of winning. So between that and then following the U.S. women's soccer league and just all the international players. So I'm really biggest fan of the women's game and the international women's game.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the women play exceptionally well. I think there's something to be said for that.
I think the women's game, they play tougher. There's less diving. I just like it better.
It's less theatrics. Soccer. That's true.
Yes. There's less play acting.
So what's next for you?
So next for me, right, we're going to be at the launch soon for Artemis. We'll follow along all that. But, you know, I plan to keep continuing in this field. There's a lot of work to come, right? You know, we're building Artemis, but really this launch is only the rocket, the spacecraft, and the ground systems. We still have lunar landers, rovers, habitats, a gateway, which will be our system in orbit. So we have tons of work to go. And that's really where I plan to continue working.
And do you ever see yourself going to the moon, or is that probably too difficult?
I would, I dreamed of being an astronaut as a kid. I've spoken on this, right? I would have loved to be an astronaut, but, you know, ultimately there's a lot of people that want to be astronauts and a lot of people that are very good at it. So I probably will not get the chance to go, but if ever offered, I would absolutely take it. But I am doing what I can to help human exploration of space in my own way.
You mentioned that when you wore the blazer, that was when you ended up uncovering or discovering that there were so many Palestinians at NASA. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of representation, particularly as a Palestinian woman, and why it's so important for you to share your story?
Yeah, so as a kid, I really never saw any positive representation of Palestinians in the media, the news, whatever. And then growing up in the Pacific Northwest, I just didn't have a lot of even just Arab friends, not even specifically Palestinian. It was a very monochromatic area we grew up in. So as an adult, I found lots of friends in the diaspora, similar experiences, and it really like felt good to finally like embrace the heritage. So now being able to share that and for others to see it, I think it's important that, you know, others see that representation and don't have to go through that again. So there's a lot of people that can use that positivity. So I think it's important that we share the stories.
So thank you. I mean, I don't know what more to say other than that. It's so important. It's so, so, so important.
Well, I mean, I gotta say, I've seen you on news and I love what you've been doing too. So it's a mutual fan club.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your time, Judah.
Thank you for listening to This is Palestine, a podcast brought to you by the Institute for Middle East Understanding. The IMEU is a nonprofit focused on giving you access to untold stories, facts, and expert sources on all things Palestine. For more information, please visit our website at www.imeu.org and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at the IMEU. Please don't forget to subscribe. I'm Deanna Butu. Thanks for listening.